We call this segment By Leaps and Bounds, putting the spotlight on education, especially when it comes to our future, those little ones in our lives. Today's special topic, prenatal care and social determinants of low birth weight. Those are real little ones we're talking about. Guests in studio to talk, Courtney Hilbert, Director of APP Services for Women's Health and Chair of the Centering Pregnancy Program with Spectrum Health. Good morning to you, Courtney.
Good morning.
Thank you, Kiera Baskin, founder and CEO, Bump to Birth Doula Services. Good morning to you, Kiera.
Good morning.
Yes, tell us about your services.
Yes, so I founded Bump to Birth in 2018 to help families deliver a new normal. So really providing tangible, curated support for families and really eliminating kind of that chaos of all of the information that families find on Google or on social media as it relates to raising their babies and healthy pregnancies.
Are you busy?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Courtney, talk about your direction.
Yeah, so at Spectrum Health, I chair our Centering Pregnancy Program, which is a new spin on traditional prenatal care. It's group prenatal care, where we bring moms together who are due the same month, groups of 8 to 10 moms, and they do their prenatal care together with more education and support than they would typically get in traditional prenatal care. And what we've seen through this program is, at our institution and nationally, decreases in preterm birth rates, decreases in low birth weight infants, increases in breastfeeding rates, and decreases in racial disparities for moms in preterm birth rates.
Yes. So let me throw out a couple precursors, stats to, perhaps perk up your attention. I know across Michigan, about 8.5% of babies are born underweight. Communities of color are disproportionately impacted with rates for Black and Latinx moms at a six-year high. So, yes, we do want to talk about the local programs that support moms to improve these outcomes. And receiving early and regular care throughout pregnancy is incredibly important for mom, baby, and, dad, too. So here we go. Courtney, staying with you. We talk about midwives. What is a midwife, and more about how that's involved with your program?
Yeah, great. So I'm a certified nurse midwife, and at Spectrum Health, we have about 25 CNMs, are what we're called, and we provide care for women from adolescence through menopause and beyond, but we're best known when you hear the word midwife as supporting women through pregnancy, childbirth, and the postpartum period. Mm-hmm. So at Spectrum Health, we have midwives providing all of those services. And really, the approach of a nurse midwife is education and empowerment for women, really informing them of their choices in childbirth and pregnancy, and really helping them understand that pregnancy is a natural point and process in a woman's life.
Centering Pregnancy Program.
Yes.
Yes.
So we offer that in Grand Rapids and at our Pennock Hospital in Hastings in Berry County.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Kiera, what does a doula do?
Yeah, so a doula is a professional that's trained in childbirth who provides emotional, physical, and educational support to a mom who is expecting or experiencing labor as well as during the postpartum period. So we really help families have a memorable and empowering birth experience. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of partner work with a lot of midwives, but the difference between us is that doulas don't do anything clinically. So we're really there just to support moms and her supports and making sure that, you know, her experience is whatever she desires, but to make sure that families are comfortable and that they're educated on all of their options and choices. Mm-hmm.
There is a Kent County pilot doula program.
Yes, there is. So the doula pilot program was born out of K-Connect's prenatal to third grade work group. Mm-hmm. And one of kind of their focus areas is kindergarten readiness. Mm-hmm. And healthy births have been identified as a key indicator. So increasing the number of children who are born healthy in Kent County will directly impact the number of children who are ready for kindergarten. So the pilot is really there to connect women of color specifically to doulas of color in order to kind of merge the two and then have healthier outcomes by having someone that they can specifically relate to and understanding those disparities specifically within those marginalized populations.
I'm going to stay with you, Kiera. How, and some of this is redundant, nothing wrong with that. How is your work addressing issues then around maternal and prenatal health?
Yeah, so there are major disparities between Black and white mothers. that are really just jarring to kind of review and to see. But for people of color specifically, our babies are born too soon. They're born smaller. So what we're really hoping to do is to train these doulas of color on the information that's available to them to know about the disparities and really go back into their communities to help address those by being support persons.
Yes, Courtney, and how is your work addressing issues around maternal and prenatal health?
Yeah, so what we can do when we do group prenatal care in the centering program is really focus on the social determinants of health. So we know that the health care you get from a physician or a midwife or nurse practitioner or physician assistant is only a piece of the puzzle of your health and your health outcomes. In our program, we can address some of the other things that determine your health outcomes, like nutrition and exercise, avoiding tobacco, drug, and alcohol use, creating healthy relationships, decreasing stress, having access to education and information. And we know that with those pieces, we can really help influence health outcomes for healthy babies and healthy moms during pregnancy.
Staying with you, Courtney Hilbert, again, Director of APP Services for Women's Health and Chair of the Centering Pregnancy Program with Spectrum Health. Why is the work you are doing important to our communities?
Well, I think that it's actually creating community, number one, when you bring women together in circle and talk about things that are important to mothers and to women. I think we're really making an impact that way. And our patients' satisfaction scores have shown that women love this type of model. And of course, then the health outcomes of decreasing preterm birth rates, low incidences of low birth weight and increasing breastfeeding are having a direct impact on the babies in our community.
Same question to you, leading the question. Why is what you're doing important to our local communities, if you would, Kiera?
Yeah, so I always like to use this quote by Dr. Desmond O'Brien from the World Health Organization. And they say that good health supports successful learning and successful learning supports health. Education and health are inseparable, and we kind of know that. But worldwide, as we promote health, we can see our significant investment in education yields the greatest benefit. So really making people aware of what options that they have available, educating them on kind of their health, but understanding that they're the experts for their own care, and really listening to them and making that connection to the resources that they need. But understanding that health and education go hand in hand. You have to have both.
Kiera Baskin, founder and CEO, Bump to Birth Doula Services. The gaps, what still needs to be done, and how can the community support this work?
So I think having a commitment to a vision in practice that places all women, but especially women of color, kind of at the center of all care provided is one of the things that we can do to improve on the outcomes. But also I think just listening to women in general is so vital and important. I think oftentimes when women go seek care with physicians, oftentimes they don't feel like they have enough time. They feel rushed. But really just being able as providers to have conversations and allow women to truly express, you know, their concerns and their desires for their experiences as they parent.
Same question to you again, Courtney.
I think one of our gaps is just being with women through that whole journey, and there's a gap in postpartum care as well. And so our program has allowed us to continue that care in the postpartum period and continue supporting moms through that time frame as well. So we know that it's not just the three trimesters of pregnancy, but that fourth trimester after delivery too that really impact the baby's health and the mom's health.
Yes. So get a hold of both of your organizations as soon as we've celebrated a pregnancy on the way, right?
Yes.
Yes. Courtney Hilbert, how do we find out more about your services?
Yeah, if you go to spectrumhealth.org, we have a link to our midwifery services and a link to our centering pregnancy program. You can also find out more about centering pregnancy at centeringhealthcareinstitute.com.
Great. And to you, if you would, Kiera Baskin, more information about Bump to Birth Doula Services?
Yeah, so you can find us online at bumptobirthdoulaservices.com. I am active on all social media platforms as well. So Facebook and Instagram at Bump to Birth Doula, GRR.
All right. Thanks. You have work to do. See you later.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Yep. Again, thanks to those who are behind the scenes by leaps and bounds. Today's topic, prenatal care and social determinants of low birth weight. We talk about these subjects twice a month, as we should.